This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, indeed it is. In the Loop on Sports Radio 610, sportsradio610.com, the radio.com app, and watching the loop.com for the video stream. It's fine. Radio program, John Lopez, Cody Stutes here with you until 2. A lot of fun stuff planned on the show today. The General John McClain will be along in 40 minutes. Plenty to get to with him. We got to talk about players or potentially retiring on the Texans. We got to talk about all manner of things with John McClain, but we start with just us. Johnny, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm lit. I'm happy. I'm good.
What's going on here?
Hold on.
Can you just turn your microphone on and start the show? Let's go. What's the deal? Why are you Lysoling over there?
Mike has the flu.
It's a
confirmed flu.
It's a confirmed flu.
I had to douse everything with Lysol first.
You screwed. Lysol ain't helping you.
Lysol. Man, what microphone does Mike use?
That one.
This one.
That one.
Mike has the flu.
John's going to get
the flu. I was going to tell you how lit I am, how happy I am, how crunk I am.
John's going to get the flu. Rich is going to get the flu. Paul's going to get the flu. All those
does
people.
Paul use this one too?
Paul uses that one. You've never taken a sick day though, so you'll just get the flu and give it to me.
I'll just get antibiotic'd up and come on in anyway and make you carry the show while I just sit here and revel in my awfulness.
Man flu's real, by the way. I get the slightest bit sick and I'm a baby.
Yeah?
Oh, just total shutdown. Just total shutdown.
I'm going to have a flu game if I get the flu. What's he doing with the flu? And why is he on this microphone?
Oh.
How dare he do that?
So he wasn't in today, but apparently he had it as recently as yesterday.
Yeah, and who was here yesterday right behind him?
He looked a little ill yesterday.
Yeah, he did. You are correct.
Well, that's unfortunate for you, John.
Yes, it is.
That's unfortunate for you.
I'm gonna lick my hand and rub it on your face.
Well, you do that anyway, which is weird. But before you get the flu, we have to get to this.
Mm-hmm.
Because today, the Harris County Commissioner's Court will vote on a $105 million renovation project. Hey,
yay,
that's important.
Yay. It's all for Hurricane Harvey, right?
Well, $105 million.
Yeah, that'll go a long way with Hurricane Harvey, all the people that need help, all
absolutely.
The infrastructure we need. God bless the Harris County, whatever they are.
Commissioner's Court. But here's the thing.
Dedicating $105 million to hurricane relief.
Well, even if it's not Harvey, even if it's just like for road improvements,
sure.
Like with Richmond's still
I'm
a disaster.
All in. I'm all
these road
in.
Improvements there. Maybe it's for like the Astrodome.
What?
Yeah. The Harris County Commissioner's Court will vote today on a $105 million renovation proposal that will they hope turn the Astrodome into what is called a revenue-generating event space. The vote will be final before the go-ahead design, according to the Chronicle. The plan is for 1,400 parking spots to occur, transform the eighth wonder of the world into a venue for festivals and conferences.
I'm telling you, man. All right, I'll give you my big takeaway here on this. Ed Emmett. And this is his baby. Make no mistake about that. This has been his baby since the city and the county voted to have it removed as an eyesore, voted it to be demolished. And as always, I always feel compelled to state the obvious here, but some people don't see it so obviously. The Astrodome is a gem, was a gem. Incredible memories. First Major League Baseball game I ever saw was at the Astrodome. First NFL football game I ever saw was at the Astrodome. And it was quite the highlight. It was the Earl Campbell, Isaiah Robertson game. That's the first one I ever went to in the Astrodome. I mean, my Astrodome memories, I covered sports there. You know, cut my teeth as a columnist there. Took my kids to games there. You know what's not going to be destroyed? Those memories. But here's the takeaway for today. Ed Emmett is going to win. Ed Emmett is going to win because he is the most powerful politician in the county. And that's the only reason he's going to win. He did not listen to voters 4.5 years ago. 4.5 years ago, he didn't listen to the voters. He's like, well, that's not really what we voted for when we voted it down. Even though his own spokesperson, the actual Harris County spokesperson, said in the wake of that vote, well, I guess we're going to have to demolish it now. He didn't take no for an answer. He started trying to get all kinds of things done with the Astrodome, despite not a lot of support from NRG, the Houston Rodeo, and Bob McNair, and then found all kinds of different ways to spend money, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, to try to find an answer for the Astrodome. He even went to freaking Germany, where they had the old Zeppelin hangars turned into some sort of mall or something.
An indoor rainforest.
Whatever it was. I guess he was looking
for... That sure would be cool.
He was looking for a place to park all the Zeppelins that are flying around Houston. And ultimately had it turned into a historical site, so nobody could touch it, and he could have more time to get things done and try to get his little baby saved. It turned in from a potential billion-dollar project with malls and all this other stuff to what it is now, which is basically a parking lot and event space. And he's going to win. He's going to win. He's going to get it. But keep in mind, and make no mistake, this is not about, you know, what is best for Harris County. It is about what Ed Emmett wanted. He was the little girl that wanted his Oompa Loompa now. And he's going to get his Oompa Loompa now. What was that girl's name from...
I don't remember, but yeah. Yes, I understand.
So Ed Emmett is getting his Oompa Loompa. Congratulations, you wasted a lot of money, and now we're going to have a parking lot.
Ted Oberg Investigates reports that the county taxpayers have spent at least $412,000 on studies on the Astrodome and the land. That doesn't include county employees' time spent working on those studies, okay? Every year it costs almost $200,000 to maintain the Astrodome as is. To maintain it as is, which is inoperable. It costs almost $200,000 a year to do that.
Haven't had an event since 2009, I believe. Haven't had a professional team since 2000.
Okay. And here's the thing that is baffling to me. Now it seems like the Texans Livestock Show Rodeo and everybody associated with NRG Park just want something to get done. But in 2013, the Texans and the rodeo paid for their own study and found out it would have cost, wait for it, just $29 million to demolish the building. They wanted to demolish it and turn it into an outdoor space, kind of like Discovery Green, and I'm sure there would have been some parking additions as well. The Livestock Show and Rodeos had comments on this. It's got to get something going over there.
Right.
Like, it would have cost $30 million in 13 to demolish it and turn it into something. Now it's going to cost $105 million, part of it taxpayers' money, to do whatever the hell they're going to say they're going to do. And by the way, the initial amount of money that you set aside for something like that is never enough. You always run into something.
Oh,
you know how I know?
It's going to be $200 million.
I'm renovating one yes. house right now yes. and stuff pops up. I can't imagine renovating a structure that is rat and cat infested to the level that which the Astrodome is and has sat dormant for all these years. They are wasting money. And even if they turn it into an eventual revenue generating space, they still wasted money up to that point. And it's not money that's going to go back into taxpayers' pockets, because a portion of taxpayers' money and a portion of other funds that are used to
entertain and repair and build stuff that actually needs to get entertained, repaired, and built. A portion of those funds are also going to this. So how do you flush $105 million down the toilet? We'll find out today when this becomes official.
Like this, and it is going to be official. And he had the gall to say, well, $35 million, because $35 million of the $105 million is going to be actual Harris County tax dollars. The rest is going to be hotel motel taxes and all that, which, by the way, is already high because of all the stadiums. So you're gonna screw people on that. He goes, well, $35 million, quote, does not go very far flood control-wise. You got to be kidding me. $35 million is $35 million. And I know you're getting government funds. You're going to get relief for Harvey and help for Harvey through the government. If you don't want that $35 million, send it to Puerto Rico. Send it to Puerto Rico then, okay? And they managed to get some kind of cursory support from the rodeo and from the Houston Texans of this, just via political clout. I mean, just, you know, a political compromise, I should say.
You know why they have support? Because they want something done with it.
But I can tell you with authority, I'm not necessarily quoting him, I just have kind of picked up on this vibe. Every step of the way from this, the Texans and NRG have not wanted this. It's turned into, okay, well, I guess, since we don't have a choice now, we'll give you the cursory support. It's sickening that
John, the Texans and the rodeo wanted to knock the damn thing down for $30 million. And they, here's the crazy part. Mm-hmm. It was $30 million, and the Texans and the rodeo said they'd help pay for that $30 million to take it
down. Because then you can turn it into a space, more flat surface parking, more maybe whatever it wanted to be, you know, that everybody could chip in and do. And all this is, You win, Ed Emmett. You got your Oompa Loompa, okay? But all this is the most powerful political man in Harris County, politician in Harris County, refusing to take no for an answer and being a little brat. I do want to say, because people say, well, you don't like Ed Emmett. Until this all started, I didn't even know if Ed Emmett was Republican, Democrat, Independent. Has nothing to do with any of that. This is just, it's dumb. It's dumb if you are a Houstonian and you live in Harris County, and that's what kind of got me going on this several years ago. And again, his own spokesperson said after an election, the day after, this is a Harris County spokesman. It wasn't some commentator. It was his spokesman that said, well, I guess this means we're going, and I'm paraphrasing, but I guess this means we're going to have to demolish it. Ned Emmett came and said, no, I liked it. I want it. Please, I want my Oompa Loompa. Well, he's getting it.
John Lopez, Cody Stutz in a loop with you, Sports Radio 610. The Astrodome used to host, obviously, the Houston Astros. They since moved across town to Minute Maid Park. They've won the World Series, and now they start in the defense of that World Series. Pitchers and catchers report, and we report on the next of the 30 days, 30 things in Texans free agency. Next in the loop, Sports Radio 610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.